Good evening. Greetings to you all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have been meditating on God's names. Part of today's devotion, we'll be meditating on God's name El Shaddai. That is nothing but God Almighty. Genesis 17:1, Bible says like this: When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham, said to him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless. We'll have a word of prayer before starting our devotion. Holy Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving this blessed time, Lord, to come to your feet and learn from you, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're perfect in power, love, and purity, Father. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. And to get all the glory and honor, Father. Of this evening, Lord, as we are meditating on God's attribute, Father, El Shaddai, Lord, you be with us and talk to our hearts, Father. Lord, nurture our souls and Lord, strengthen our spiritual journey with you, Father. Lord, help us to treasure all these hidden truths and help us to, Lord, have trust in you and know more and more about you, Father. Draw us closer and closer to you. I ask all these things in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Bible says once again in John 17:3, knowing the God and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ is eternal life. Yesterday's theologian, his name J. Packer, he says, there is a large difference between knowing God and knowing about God. When we have the personal relationship with God, that is knowing God. But when we have theoretical knowledge, then that is knowing about God. As Uncle mentioned, there is a large difference between our mind and the heart. Though that is just a 12-inch or 1 foot away, but knowing God, if it is there, right, then every moment, we will be depending on him. Our perspective and our attitude will be completely changed and helpless. And it helps to worship and adore him more and more in every situation and in every circumstances. The way we look at the things, right, worldly things or heavenly things, completely they will get changed. That is the main objective of today's devotion, knowing about him and knowing about God's attribute. That is nothing but almighty, all-powerfulness of him. Also, the names normally, it shows the nature and also person's character, might, and essence of God. We all know we'll be, for the last few months, we have been studying about that. Now we know how perfect and how powerful our God is. It shows his nature, his character, might, and essence. Also, the Hebrew name, whatever we read in 17:1 Genesis, so the Hebrew name used there is El Shaddai, that it will be pronounced as Shaddai. Shaddai translated as Almighty, almost there is a difference in the numbers. Some people they say 41, some people 48 times. Just many times it has been mentioned in Old Testament. And also the Greek word, the Greek equivalent word is Pentacryter. I'm just highlighting here with a laser pointer, Pentacryter. That is the Greek equivalent word. And is used in 2 Corinthians 6:18, Revelation 1:8, 4:8. We just sang the song, how all the four creatures were full of eyes and six wings, continuously, always they'll be praising and worshiping the God, saying that, holy, 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 God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. That's the same thing mentioned here in Revelation 4:18, and also in 11:17, 15:3, Revelation. And 15:3, 16 chapter 7 and 14 verses of Revelation 19:6. Revelation 19:6, it translated as omnipotence. Instead of God Almighty, omnipotent. And then even in the Revelation 21:22 says in the New Jerusalem, the temple is nothing but God and the Lamb. So there it says God Almighty. So 19:6 especially, it mentions only as omnipotent. Omnipotent, normally the Pentacryter, the Greek word that means who holds sway over all the things, the ruler of all. It's nothing but it came from pass, all, and then kratio, to have power, be master of truly. El is the name of God, and that speaks about the power of God. Shaddai, it is linked with the word Shaddah. Some people, they say strong, and some they say mountain, and some they breast. Metaphorically, mountain is nothing, but there is a symbol of strength. Altogether, all these ideas, scholars differ from one to another. They have different ideas. But if we take all these several ideas into one, El Shaddai is nothing but all-powerful, omniscient, or all-sufficient God who can do anything and meet all our needs. He is able to do all and to have all power. You see, this is the, I'm showing the picture here. That is our Milky Way, our galaxy known as Milky Way. Psalmist, he praises God like this. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Also, the greatness of our God is he counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. You know how many number of stars in our galaxy, Milky Way? It's almost 100 billion stars. It's amazing to know that God is calling and naming by the names of each star. It's just in our galaxy, Milky Way. There are billions of galaxies like that. Only the whole universe is divided into two things, known and unknown. In the known space itself, we have so many billions of galaxies. So each galaxy or Milky Way alone have 100 billions. See how amazing it is. When you look at the picture, this just shows a disk kind of shape, but nowhere we are yet. Our planet at maybe like a dust. This is another galaxy. I got it from NASA site. This is nothing but close to our Milky Way. It looks like a disk shape. Somewhere else here, it's not our galaxy, but they call M31 Armido galaxy. This, if you see it on right, definitely we will, when we look in the heavens, right, definitely we'll praise and glorify our God. So there are billions of stars, and this is nothing but in each galaxy, apart from stars, there will be nebulas, nebulae, they call nebulae. It's nothing but stars means they are the compacted spheres, whereas the nebula means that is also kind of star, but is spreaded across the space because of the stars closer to stars, right? They will be showing the more glowing and more lightness. That's why this is a Rosetta nebulae. I got it once again from the NASA website. And this is another nebulae. This is called Eagle. All you, when you look at them, right, they look very beautiful and different colors. That is the handiwork of our God. When you look at the universe, right, no doubt we'll see his power and his all might, how great he is and how amazing our God. When we go just backdrop on the El Shaddai, Genesis 12:1. Genesis from 12 to 21, very, very important for this, especially for the God's name El Shaddai. 12:1, now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Fourth verse of Genesis 12th chapter, it says, Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abraham's native place is Ur in Mesopotamia, but he is here based upon the God's command. He lived here 10 years in Haran. And then when we come back to Genesis 16:15, Hagar bore Abraham a son, and Abraham named his son, whom Hagar bore, Ishmael. Between 12 and 16, 13, 14, 15 chapters there, God is talking with Abraham, and also how Sarai and Hagar, they're taking the decision to have the sons through Abraham, because the promise, it came when Abraham was 75 years age old. So when Ishmael born, that time Abraham was 86 years. In Bible, it says in the 16th verse, Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abraham. And then there was complete 13 years silence years. And then 17th chapter, first verse, it says, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. This is here God himself introducing once again as Almighty. That is nothing but El Shaddai. Why there was 13 years silence years that we definitely meditate? Because God was going to tell his friend, Abraham is God's friend, that Sarah, she is going to have a son. She would have a son. The Lord wanted Abraham to know he is the one who is all powerful, all sufficient, and nothing is too hard for him. 12 times in the same chapter, 17th chapter, it says, I will, God says, I will. It's about to do the miraculous work. That's why God introducing himself as El Shaddai to Abraham. Abraham's battle with the four kings in the 14th and 15th chapter, Sodom kings. There God came him as a warrior and told him he's with him and he was his shield. And also in the same verse of, I believe, 16th chapter, it says, Abraham, he reluctant to take the riches that was given by the Sodom king, but God told him he was his exceedingly great reward for him. No need to worry about this earthly riches, but God is encouraging him and saying, I am your exceedingly great reward. When Abraham and Sarah, as good as dead, God assured that he was more than sufficient to bring about the miracle birth. God comes to us in the ways we need him most. So that's the reason God himself is introducing himself as El Shaddai. And also what happened is they're supposed to wait for the God's promise to be fulfilled. But unfortunately, they taken the human decision, maybe because of impatience or whatever it is, but because of the Sarai's intervention or speaking with Hagar, ultimately at the age of 86, Abraham Hagar bore Ishmael. This particular verse 17:1, Genesis 17:1, it says Almighty God means this is nothing but talking about impossible to possible things. 17 chapter 17 verse of Genesis, then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? It's just Abraham, when God visited three angels or three people that came right at the Mamre's tree, there Abraham fell down on his face and laughed himself and saying this one. Also, 4:19, how we know that it is impossible even means 4:19, Romans says, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, was accounted to him righteous. This is about Abraham's faith, because he knows the promise of God, but the way he is having the faith in God, here it shows. He knows very well that he was 99 years old and Sarah is 89 years old. There is 10 years age difference, but still, right, Abraham is believing that. Though there is wavering that promise, but still, right, he is believing. That's what Bible says. And also, here we can see that God has power. So when God says something, right, definitely he will fulfill it. Psalmist, he says in 62nd chapter 11, God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. Romans 1:22, once again, we see how all the invisible things, God's, when we see the nature, all the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So when we look at the starry heavens, just now we read in Psalms 19:1, how heavens are declaring his glory and power of God. So God is the source of the power and everything he holds. He sustains everything and upholds the whole creation. Is anything too hard for God? Sarah was 89 years old. That time she bore Isaac. So nothing is too hard for God, because he is the creator and everything he holds, he upholds everything and he sustains. Transformation of chief sinner, nothing but Saul of Tarsus, how he transformed completely because of the power of God, because of his almight, into an apostle. We all know how he got converted and how he worked for the extension of God's kingdom mightily. And also Luke 1:37, this is about Mother Mary. Virgin Mary, he sees, for the God, angel Gabriel, it says, But with God, nothing will be impossible. So she, virgin conceiving and then giving birth is really unimaginable, and it's beyond the medical field. So here we can see the power of God once again, Luke 1:37. God coming down and walking on earth itself is a great, the power it is coming down and walking in the flesh. 2000 years back it happened. It's the greatest event on the planet Earth. James Sherwin, he is the 8th astronaut who walked on the moon, not on the planet Earth, who walked on the moon. He says, he's a fine Christian, he says it's the greatest event. I'm not the great that walking on the moon, but the great God walking himself on the planet Earth, that is the greatest event. That itself is, it shows the power of God. God is nothing but he is infinite, but confining and coming down and walking, humbled himself and walking in the flesh is really that is unimaginable and never expected. Dying on the cross and redeeming us. We are wretched sinners, we know that, but God is redeeming us. That itself is the shows the power of God. Unleashing of power means John 20, Paul's chapter 24, when Greeks, when they approached Philip, and then he takes to Andrew, and then Andrew and Philip, they talk with Jesus. Then Jesus says this one, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain." This is nothing about, nothing but it's about the Christ death. He's saying that unless I die, then only you can see how the fruit it will be multiplied. Just a kernel of grain, when it dies, right, then we can see the unleashing power multiplying, and nobody believes that. So many wheat grains we can see. Similarly, when Christ dies, right, he redeems us, and we can see all of us, like as brother prayed, Christ likeness in us. Every believer is, he's like little Christ when we follow his footsteps. Just from the real time, I would like to bring two people here. His name, Albert B. Simpson. He's just a very great preacher, not in our time, 18th century time, from Prince Edward Island, Canada. He was really a very good orator of his time, 18th century. And then people liked to listen to him. In his mid-30s, right, he was getting very sicker and sicker. And then he was deeply discouraged, and he thought of quitting the ministry. Also, he quit the ministry. One fine evening when he was walking in the woods, he heard this song from one of the gospel camps. "Nothing is too hard for Jesus. No man can work like him." Made him to pray. That song, after listening that song, there itself in the woods, he kneeled down and prayed. After that, right, he got deliverance from the sickness, and then he started back his ministry, and continuously he served the God 36 years. That is after the deliverance. That is the power of God. Attributes of God, not only for theology, not only for studying and remembering, but when we understand those truths for those who are believing. Christianity is not it's not about doing, it's about believing in our Christ. Also, one more person I would like to bring, his name, Misala Gurappa. He's from one of the Telugu states, from South India, Telangana. The transformation, the greatness of this person is full of poison. The body is full of poison. He born in very far, deep forest area, and he gives the testimony how he got transformed as a poisonous person into the follower of Christ. He does the evangelism in remote areas, in the forest areas, because of after he became Christ follower, almost 3 lakh people, right? He went and all to the tribes, he given the gospel, and he led all those people to Christ. The story behind him, how he poisonous means evil people in the close to the village, they used to come and whoever's there seeing the women or ladies or kids, right, they used to rape. So the village head, he decided his son only to protect the community. That's why what they did, right, they got almost some 15 or 18 herbs, and then they mixed that herbs and they made him to drink those herbs drink. So what that does means when they give the poison to him from the cobras, so nothing will happen to him. But when this Mesala Gurappa, when he touches or when he scraps or when he pinches or when he bites, what happens, right? The other person immediately dies. The reason is they wanted to protect the community from these evil people. So they started giving him the poison full from the 5 different cobras, mix of this poison, and they made him to drink. What he used to do is he mixed those poison and then takes the. So his job is to protect the community, and he will not walk on the land, only jumping from one tree to another tree. And then whenever he sees the people, right, comes down, other people, not his village people. And then he bites them, and like that he protected the community. But because of the herbs and the poison, right, full of poison, and only maximum he can live 13 years. After that, his mother was not there. She died after giving birth to this person. So his father wanted to, since he's protecting the community, his father wanted to, don't want to him to die. That's why they approached so many hospitals in Hyderabad and all the nearer places, but nothing. Medical field completely, the hands up, they give. They said nothing, we cannot do. He's full of poison. We cannot do anything to survive, to bring him back. So what they did is, his father remembered how his wife, she used to pray. They do not know the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. She used to pray, but somehow she came to know Christ. But since they have forest gods and all, this is a true story. They have forest gods and all. But since she is praying to different God, they killed her. But he knows, the husband knows, Mesala Gorappa's father knows that she's praying to Jesus Christ. And then he wanted to tell the same thing to his son. Son, you are going to die, but I know your mother, she used to pray to one God. I don't know his name. Why don't you pray? Oh, something may happen to you. So immediately Mesala Gorappa, he do not know the name of God. So he used to pray like this. The God who my mother worships, I'm praying to you, God. You know my situation. Please, I'm going to die. Please give me the strength to live some more years to protect this community. Miraculously, he got transformed, and all of a sudden, I do not know really. That is the power of God. Completely his poison, everything gone. And then somebody, some pastors, they came to him and they prayed for him. Completely he transformed, and his poisons, right, everything is gone. So now he knows the power of God, and later he came to know that God's name is our Lord Jesus Christ. He did not live like that. He approached so many villages and started telling about how he got transformed and how he got saved. And almost 3,000 villages, still he is continuing. He is alive now. He is 58 years age old and doing the evangelism in Andhra Pradesh. Just thought of Telangana. I just thought of telling about him, how God works in our lives when we believe, and nothing is hard for him. And not only that, in our prayers, normally we ask about light things. Lord, I have headache or something, very light things, and take the help of God. But we forget how powerful he is, and we never mention the hard things about God and in our prayers. Promises are fulfilled only through faith. That's what somebody is. It's all about God's name, El Shaddai, and how powerful he is, how his power is perfect over everything, over all the things. There is nothing hard to our God. Key factor here is promise and faith in him. Sarah, in Hebrews 11:8, by faith Sarah hath also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Hebrews 12:1. The main key fact is faith here. Though 11th chapter is full of hall of faith, there are so many faithful people, almost 30 to 35. But Hebrews 12:1, it says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus. Though there are so many people, but we have only our Lord Jesus Christ, looking on to him, because he is the author and finisher of faith. So let's believe in him, in the power of God, and let us fix our eyes on our Lord Jesus. May his name be glorified.